This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As noted a few minutes ago with Ed Wong of the New York Times, Iraqis vote on Thursday in parliamentary elections. And this was the theme of a speech today by President Bush, the third in a series of Iraq speeches he's given in the last couple of weeks. We're going to play some excerpts from what he had to say. Here he is speaking in Philadelphia.
I can think of no better place to discuss the rise of a free Iraq than in the heart of Philadelphia, the city where America's democracy was born.
But, the president reminded his listeners, this was no easy delivery. The years between the American Revolution and the ratification of the Constitution were a time of, quote, disorder and upheaval.
In 1783, Congress was chased from this city by angry veterans demanding back pay, and they stayed on the run for 6 months. There were tensions between the mercantile North and the agricultural South that threatened to break apart our young republic. And there were British loyalists who were opposed to independence and had to be reconciled with America's new democracy. Our founders faced many difficult challenges. They made mistakes. They learned from their experiences, and they adjusted their approach.
Similarly, the president said the last 2.5 years in Iraq have been a period of what he called difficult struggle. But he noted Thursday's vote is going to be the third vote in the last year.
It's a remarkable transformation for a country that has virtually no experience with democracy and which is struggling to overcome the legacy of one of the worst tyrannies the world has known. And Iraqis achieved all this while determined enemies use violence and destruction to stop the progress. There's still a lot of difficult work to be done in Iraq. But thanks to the courage of the Iraqi people, the year 2005 will be recorded as a turning point in the history of Iraq, the history of the Middle East, and the history of freedom.
When he was done speaking, the president took questions from his audience. They're all foreign policy experts. He was asked the approximate total of Iraqis who've been killed in the war.
How many Iraqi citizens have died in this war? I would say 30,000, more or less, have died as a result of the initial incursion and the ongoing violence against Iraqis. We've lost about 2,140 of our own troops in Iraq.
President Bush speaking earlier today before the World Affairs Council of Philadelphia.